So, Kansas City, where were you March 5th when the big crash happened on Facebook and Instagram?
What were we expected to do with ourselves for hours with nobody to look at or to make us feel bad about ourselves or to just stare at mindlessly for hours?
I was hoping you guys were okay because I was at the Apple store, so I didn't have my phone. They were working on it. And I'm like, oh gosh, please let the girls be okay without their Instagram and Facebook.
I did forget to mark myself safe from the outage yesterday. I should have done that. I had out of state relatives worried about me.
I was with you guys when it went out, and I'm so glad we were together.
Yes.
We could, what did they call it during the pandemic? Hunker down together? Yeah. Bunker down? What's the word I'm looking for?
Hunker down.
But that's not what they said. Something in place. I don't know. I've tried to black it out since
this
then.
Is why we need social media so we
yes,
can look things up.
Help me.
The worst part was that not only did Facebook and Instagram go down for a while, but Facebook made it look like you were logged out and you had to log back in. And I'm sure there were millions of people that went, what's my password?
I was one of them.
I've been logged in for 10 years.
Did I? Luckily, my phone, you know, the Apple saves everything.
Yeah. But that's one of those things where if you mess up, you're locked out forever. And then how do you live? You don't. The answer is you don't.
But it was more than just Facebook and Instagram that went down. There were all kinds of sites that went down yesterday.
That was the big one because I know under TikTok was like, we still work. China.
Isn't it weird to think, though, that we really are that dependent on our phones?
I definitely was feeding into the conspiracy theories. I was like, it's Super Tuesday and Meta is completely down. Coincidence? I don't think so. Also, it went down right after Taylor Swift posted, hey, everybody, get out and register to vote.
Taylor.
Yep.
You have some more news about Taylor coming up in a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, it has to do with a secret recipe that someone is trying to get, and they're willing to bribe her for it.
I saw this. This is real then, right?
It's a real thing, and it's a pretty cool bribe.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a few minutes. All right, so here's what's going on today. We're going to be giving away tickets to Comic-Con because we're all super excited. Guys, we're just 2 days away from our broadcast at Comic-Con.
I know. I hope they actually remember to let us into Bartle Hall that early in the morning. Wouldn't that be hilarious if we're really just broadcasting live from the corner of downtown in front of Bartle Hall?
That feels safe, just to hang out outside when it's dark out.
Oh, yeah. It's downtown. So safe down there.
In a costume. Yeah. Totally normal.
Yes.
Totally normal.
Did you guys look for costumes, by the way?
No, because there's no way I can compete. Those people that dress up for Comic-Con, they spend thousands of dollars on their costumes.
They are authentic-looking,
realistic costumes.
Well, and a lot of times, they make their own costumes.
Yes, they do. They're very talented.
You know those characters from Star Wars are like, what are those, Teresa?
From Star Wars?
The Wookiee.
Oh, the Ewoks? Oh,
yeah.
You're talking about like Chewbacca?
Yeah, sure.
It's a Wookiee.
I feel like that one kind of has a belly, so I might go that route. Just cover myself in hair. It checks out with my belly. Or Princess Leia bikini costume.
I say
but
that.
But like Princess Leia pregnant.
I say that.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty great.
Super hot. I'm even turned on a little bit by that. That's
cool. Here's my belly.
So don't forget, we'll be broadcasting from Comic-Con this Friday. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. Tara, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you let baby Grace have sweets?
Not very often, but I mean, she has a little fun.
Well, today is a special day.
What kind of day?
Today is National Oreo Cookie Day.
Yum. I don't know that she's ever had an Oreo.
What? She's almost 3 years old.
It's just not something we keep in our house.
Oh, my gosh.
She needs an Oreo.
No, I'm coming to kidnap that baby today.
I was trying to think of that. I was telling Teresa we're talking about this because, you know, yesterday, I thought it was yesterday, so I bought a pack of Oreos, ended up eating them yesterday throughout the day. I forgot how good an Oreo cookie is.
Wait, hold on. So you made a mistake, and you thought it was yesterday, and you brought them to work, and you still didn't share?
Because it wasn't National Oreo Day.
Doesn't matter. So you still share?
Do you share everything you bring? Do you share your food?
You brought them because it was Oreo Day. You brought them with the intention to share.
Yeah, but I left them. I didn't know. So I ate them yesterday. My point is, I don't remember being a little kid eating Oreo cookies.
I remember my neighbors across the street had a cookie jar with Oreos in it. And I was like, oh my gosh, those look so good.
Oreos were a treat when we were little. That was like the ultimate cookie.
I remember, here's a throwback. I had a birthday party in like third grade, like this classroom birthday party.
Yeah.
And my dream was to bring Oreos and those little cans of apple juice. And you know who delivered? My mom.
Oh.
Best party ever.
I mean, because now, aren't there different types of Oreo, like the double stuff?
Double stuff is the ultimate.
There's a cake one now that's out now too.
Is that squishy?
Yes.
Like the cookie part?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Yum. Classic double stuffed Oreo. That's the best.
So I think Baby Grace deserves some Oreo cookies today.
I'll get her one. I'm not scared.
Almost three and never had an Oreo. Wow.
Does she eat anything with sugar in it?
Yeah, she does occasionally. She has some fun. She had a few M&Ms a couple days ago. She has some fun.
Like three M&Ms?
She had half of one. I let her sniff it.
Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding.
I'm going to be at the hospital when this second baby comes out. I'm taking her.
You're going to give the newborn an Oreo.
Let's go,
like,
baby. We're going to the grocery store.
This is for you.
So get out and enjoy the day and pick up a pack of Oreos. All right, coming up after Dua Lipa.
The big bribe that one company is giving to Taylor Swift to try and get a secret out of her.
Hey there, Kansas City. Happy Wednesday. Happy National Oreo Day. It's the Rockin' and Teresa Show here at Mix. And I was just saying, as a little kid, I think it wasn't that they weren't around. I was never allowed to eat sugar growing up.
Okay.
It makes me very, very hyper.
Sad child.
So I never had an Oreo. So I'm thinking about Grace, thinking she's going to be fine if she doesn't have, you know,
no,
sugar.
No, that baby's almost three and she's never even tasted the deliciousness of an Oreo.
It's not like I've intentionally kept them away from her. It's just, I feel like things like that, if you don't keep them as your normal groceries, it just doesn't come up.
Yeah. She eats more fruit.
Does she need some Easter Oreos, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get her a couple Oreos for
okay.
you.
Okay.
Now, what were you reading on the text line that made you laugh out loud?
Well, this guy, Michael, made me LOL for real. It says, "We grew up very poor, so we never got Oreos. We got the generic off-brand version, and let me tell you, they were Boreos."
I feel you. It is not the same. That's hilarious. We used to eat Hydrox. So that was the cheap version. Mm-mm.
Now, I remember we had a topic on this before about cereal, and the parents would buy the normal brand box, and they would keep it, but they would secretly stash the generics and pour it in the normal box.
Why would you go to all that trouble?
That's a
I'd
lot
be like,
of work.
You're eating this generic brand of cornflake and you're going to like it.
But you save money and kids just see the box, like, okay. It's just something they did. It worked. I'm thinking, okay, why not?
That's what I'm saying. I just tell my kids, I'm not tricking you. This is what you're getting. Enjoy.
Yeah, like the Nutri-Grain bars, I buy the generic and I'm just like, here's your bar, babe.
I love generic. Some things that are generic or homemade are actually a good thing, especially when it comes to Taylor Swift. Have you heard about her? We've heard this whole about her Pop-Tarts. So if you haven't heard the story, Andy Reid in an interview just recently admitted that Taylor Swift made Pop-Tarts for the offensive linemen when she would come to games. And she loves to cook. We know that. So she has this homemade Pop-Tart recipe. Well, actual Pop-Tarts brand got a hold of this story and they want the recipe. So they went on Instagram and they even made like a fake Eras tour poster with a Pop-Tart in the middle.
I saw it.
Yeah, and the caption said, "To Casey's most famous fan, we heard there's a Pop-Tarts pastry, your version in parentheses, and in its honor, we're donating to Harvesters, a local Feeding America partner food bank. But if you hashtag release the recipe, we'll double our donation."
Can you imagine? I already see this, you know, the lights flashing in my head. This is going to be big for her.
That'd be super cool if they could partner and if it was all for charity.
All
and it
for
charity. Pop-Tarts, Taylor's version.
Because you know they're going to be good.
Oh, yeah, totally. Speaking of that whole Taylor Swift, Kelce family relationship, Kylie Kelce expressing how she feels about the outpouring of love for her husband, Jason, after announcing his retirement from the NFL. This was from a local Philadelphia TV station.
The outpouring of love and support is expected because I know who my husband is and the way he has conducted himself and how that has touched the lives of people. But at the same time, it's still shocking. It's so, I don't want to say excessive because it sounds like it has a negative connotation, but it's an excessive amount. I mean, I have not been on social media very much over the last 24 hours for that exact reason, mostly because I don't want my mascara to run anymore. And every time something happens, it sets me off. So it's really that love and with that, the extension of people who listen to the podcast, the 92%ers, people who have become recent fans of Jason for whatever other reasons, it's overwhelming in a very positive way.
I was talking to a couple of my friends. They're girls who didn't realize that because they grew up in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I don't think they realized until I started talking to them. Jason Kelce has been a fan favorite in the NFL way before his brother was. I mean, he's always been that fan favorite. Women love Jason Kelce.
I don't think, I mean, maybe local, like people who love that team. I don't know if women were like tuned into him as much until recently. I didn't even know who he was until catching Kelce. And that's when my husband's like, yeah, his brother plays football too. And he's really, really good. I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like, whatever, but what's up with this Travis guy?
Well, exactly.
The man bod did it for women years ago with Jason Kelce.
I do love a dad bod, I'll be honest.
The man bod.
What did I say? The man
you
bod.
You said man yeah. bod. Speaking of, Jason, by the way, did you see the teasers for the new episode of New Heights that drops today where he basically sets himself on fire smashing a table?
Oh, my gosh.
Was it Buffalo where he wanted to go yes. and smash a table but he didn't get to? And yep. I guess we're going to see something in the new episode today.
I don't get why they did that. Why did they start the table on fire?
The fans
I think
have
that's
been
some
it.
Kind of a thing they do in the parking lot.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can see in the teaser where his pants actually catch on fire a little bit. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah, hey, it sucked me in. I'm going to have to look at that today on YouTube. Let's talk about some of the things that people like to collect. You know, that story has been floating around about the booth from the Sopranos finale being up for sale. It sold for over $82,000. And the newest collectible, just in time for Planet Comic-Con this Friday, Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO in the Star Wars movies, is auctioning off his entire collection. The head he wore in Return of the Jedi
oh, wow.
is expected to fetch up to $1 million.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me there was a man inside that little machine with roller skates?
No, you're thinking of R2-D2. That's the tiny one. Oh. We're talking about the big gold one.
There was a man inside that big gold thing?
Oh my God. No, he's real. He's completely real and he's a robot.
The big gold thing did seem kind of slim to have a human
yes,
body.
That's what I'm
that is kind of cool.
That's why I'm bringing it up. I'm like, wait a minute, yeah. really?
Iowa women's basketball superstar Caitlin Clark continues to draw millions of TV viewers. Nearly 3.4 million people tuned into Fox to watch her break that NCAA scoring record on Sunday. And Ariana Grande is among the latest round of presenters added to the Oscars. So they have already announced that we're going to have, or they just announced America Ferrera, Ariana Grande, Ryan Gosling, Steven Spielberg, Sally Field, and we already knew that Bad Bunny, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Nicolas Cage, and Michelle Pfeiffer are all going to be a part of the live broadcast. Jimmy Kimmel will host, and that will be on ABC this Sunday starting at 6 p.m. That's your Tabloid Trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, we're going to have to take a quick break, but when we come back, Kansas City, we're going to find out what's trending.
Yeah, including Target launching a new membership program that you're going to be very excited about.
Good morning, Kansas City. Hope you're having a great day. It is the Rocket and Teresa show. Coming up after, by the way, you're a huge NSYNC fan too, aren't you?
I love NSYNC, yeah.
You like NSYNC, you like the Backstreet Boys, and you even like the New Kids on the Block?
New Kids on the Block dropped a new song, and I love it.
Oh my God.
It's called Kids. It's really good. New video dropped too.
Is it really good?
It actually really is good, and they're coming, remember, to they're coming in concert again this summer, and this time they'll be at Starlight.
Nice.
Which one is the boy bands that does the cruises?
That's New Kids on the Block, and I want to go, and nobody will go with me.
Rocket's just trying to set her up. And what's that band that's like boy, like they're new? What is that?
Who's that? Who's that group that you don't like because of the lead singer? Tara, is his name Justin?
Wait, I love NSYNC. Don't be saying I don't love NSYNC. NSYNC is legit. I just don't like Justin Timberlake's song Selfish when he's a big cheater. And he's like, oh, sorry, I'm going to cheat on everybody I ever loved. I'm so sorry if I get selfish and jealous. I'm like, I have no sympathy for you, bro. You're a cheater and a scoundrel.
It's a good song, though.
All right, coming up after NSYNC.
What are we doing here? Are we doing
trending?
Is it trending? Oh, okay. Yes. I lost track. I was so focused on my boy band.
She's like, so anyway, New Kids on the Block.
Yes. I actually have some good news for those of you that are obsessed with Target.
Do you think it's okay if a girl doesn't want to bring their boyfriend home for spring break because he has a crush on her mother?
Yeah, I don't think she should have a crush on that boy anymore if he's liking her mother.
I think that's the story. It's a young girl who's got her boyfriend who's they met over the holidays, has a crush on her mom.
Ooh.
Is it a real crush though, or is it kind of like one of those
Stacey's mom?
Yeah, like I dated a guy in high school that always was just like, your mom is so pretty, and he kind of joked that he crushed on her, but he wasn't really crushing her.
I don't know. We'll find out.
It wasn't like he was gonna hook up with her in a closet if I wasn't around.
That you know of.
Once again, because it sucks. If you're a kid and you have a hot parent, it sucks. I grew up with a hot mom and all the guy friends. It was just horrible.
Yeah, I don't know how my son survived it, but they did.
They just barely scathed by.
Just barely.
So we'll ask you that question coming up after 7 o'clock. Get your calls and texts about her boyfriend having a crush on her mom.
I don't like it.
It makes you kind of ill, doesn't it?
I don't
it?
Feel for it. Yeah. I don't feel good about it.
Let's be honest, though. Is there really anything that pertains to dating or husbands or anything that Tara doesn't
hate.
Get upset about.
I love love, man. Just like classic, uncomplicated love.
Well, something else I know you love, Tara, as most of us do, and that is Target. Mm-hmm. They are launching a new paid program in hopes of competing with Amazon and Walmart. So it's going to be like Amazon Prime. Target Circle 360 will offer unlimited free same-day delivery in as little as an hour for orders over $35 and free two-day shipping. It will launch with a special offer for new members for only $49 per year, and that'll run from April 7th through May 18th, and then after that, it'll go up to $99 per year. But if you're already a Target Circle credit card holder, you can get a discounted price.
Here's the deal. I was thinking about this. I told Tara I wanted to talk to you about this, maybe getting a card for my daughter as a gift. Her birthday's coming up this spring. And I was just thinking, I'm thinking, maybe she won't like it because I believe that when she goes to Target, it's an escape for her.
That's true. But also, her being the mom of two kids, it's very convenient. Like a Target pickup when they put it in your car. I think same day delivery would be cool. Mm-hmm. But I have the Target Circle debit card, and I'm pretty sure I already get free two-day shipping.
Do you really?
It's the same day that's exciting. Sometimes within an hour. That would be incredible.
Is Target still your favorite store to go to, like my daughter's?
Probably like my favorite mental health store.
Yeah.
For sure.
We all talk about how it's one of our favorites, but I guess being busy moms affects it because they're doing this because of declining sales and because they are having an issue competing with people like Walmart and Amazon. Hmm. So, by the way, they also said that they're going to expand. They're going to refresh their stores, expand their highly successful store-owned brands, and over the next decade, build more than 300 new stores.
Wow, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm. They're not struggling that much.
No, you can check out the stock on that one.
Can I tell you, though, I'm so spoiled because every Target near me is a Super Target.
Nice.
And when I go to other places and it's not, I'm so judgy. I'm like, what is this?
I would say,
what is this horrible Target that is so small and tiny and does not have everything I need?
When I go to Chicago with Jen, I'm not kidding you. These Targets are like malls.
Yeah,
they're
I love my
so
Super Targets.
Massive. I mean, it's huge.
Yes. The best restaurant hybrid since Kentucky Hut, IHOP, and Applebee's. If you don't know, they are owned by the same parent company, and the CEO says they're going to be creating dual-branded locations. So they will have separate seating areas, but share the same kitchen and staff.
I kind of like that idea.
I love it.
Don't hate that combo at all.
I love being able to go into a Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut hybrid because, you know, maybe I want a taco, but maybe I also would like to have some mashed potatoes from KFC. And let's just throw a little pizza on the side.
Yeah, because
why not?
You know it's been done before. Like, you know, it's a weekend, or you want one of each. There's times I know I had friends that went to multiple fast food places to get a certain item.
What is it? What's the one that's with the Long John Silver's? Is it
A&W?
Yes, A&W. I mean, like, who doesn't want a little root beer float / chili cheese dog with your piece of fish?
Wait, what you want is the teeny tiny weenies.
The little or corn dog nuggets.
Yes.
I love me a corn dog nugget. I'm so hungry right now. Police in one South New Jersey town are on the lookout for a guy who dunked his head in a store's open pickle barrel, costing the store about 52 whole bucks in now spoiled pickles.
Ew. Why would you do that?
I don't know. It's so weird because everywhere you go, and like when you travel and you go to certain bars, they serve pickle shots.
Yeah, pickleback shot.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh.
I don't hate it.
I love pickles.
I hate it so much. And finally, a man from the Los Angeles area is suing a luxury resort in Las Vegas, claiming a scorpion stung him on the testicles while he was sleeping.
I just felt like somebody stabbing me in my private area. I went to the restroom and I saw a scorpion. Everybody wasn't shocked. I mean, nobody believed. Even I couldn't believe it.
Can you imagine that?
No.
You're waking up and there's a scorpion in the most sensitive of areas. The alleged incident happened at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower on December 26th. The man says he was stung 3 or 4 times, leaving him in excruciating pain. He's still dealing with medical issues months later, and he still had to pay for the hotel room despite what happened.
What?
Oh, come
I would
on
not
now.
Pay for that hotel room.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Seriously.
Outrageous. That's what's trending on Mix.
Coming up next, your chance to win $30 in Kansas Lottery Instant Scratch tickets and possibly multiply your winnings with trivia.
Made me hotter. Made me lose my breath. Made me water.
Wow. water. Tyler, good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. As we head into the spring months, by the way, I'm so happy the warm weather's coming back.
Me too.
It is time for a lot of people to take their spring break vacations, but sometimes you lack the funds to do it.
That's right. We want to help you out with a chance to win $1,000 cash. The way this works is if you can correctly answer my trivia question, you will get $30 in Kansas Lottery instant scratch tickets and become a finalist to possibly multiply your winnings. That's all thanks to the Kansas Lottery's X-Cash Blitz instant scratch ticket. Call now to play 816-476-7093. We're actually giving you the chance to multiply your winnings three times a day right now during the hours of 7, 12, and 5.
All right, we'll go to the phones, and if they don't get it correct, we go move on to the next call. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, Dina.
Hi, Dina. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, over the last 40 years, the number of people doing this has dropped 70%. What is it?
Entertainment or
no.
Spending money?
No.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Enlist in the military.
No. Over the last 40 years, the number of people doing this has dropped 70%. What is it?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Smoking.
Nope.
That's a good guess.
That's a great guess.
Yeah. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it taking a bath?
It sure is. Did you Google it?
Yes, I did.
Rude. What's your name?
Stacy.
You get $30 in Kansas Lottery instant scratch tickets, and you're a finalist to multiply your winnings.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bet. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info.
I love a good bath.
All right. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to. There's a young lady who doesn't want to bring her boyfriend over for spring break because she thinks he has a thing for her mom.
And why is she dating him in the first place?
We'll discuss this next.
Hey.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. Some more news about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so we've heard the story from Andy Reid about how she made homemade Pop-Tarts for some of the Chiefs players whenever she was in town. And the actual Pop-Tarts company got a hold of that story and made a fun Instagram post where they recreated her Eras Tour poster with a Pop-Tart on it. And they want her to give them her recipe, and they said that they will donate to Harvesters, and they'll even double it if she gives them the recipe.
Great idea. All right, so spring break is coming. We just gave you a chance to win some free money for spring break. It's expensive. So there's a local girl who goes to school where Tara went to school, KU, and her boyfriend's from St. Louis. So usually he will go home, but this weekend, or this spring break, he wants to go and stay with her and her family in Kansas City.
Okay.
Well, they met over the holidays. And she could tell, there's just something that a woman could tell when a guy is flirting or has a crush. She thinks he has a crush on her mom. All he does is talk about her mom and this. Are we going to get together, hang out? I think it's innocent. I really do.
It sounds innocent. I've had guys before that I dated when I was growing up that I thought my mom was so beautiful and joked about how they wanted to take her to prom, but they weren't serious.
I don't know. If you have that gut feeling, I'd be like, let's not waste time together then. Let me find somebody that likes just me.
She said he's a great guy in the email. He's a great guy.
Is he great?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you.
Maybe he doesn't have a good mother figure in his life, and he truly just likes being with her family.
I think that could be true, too.
I'm hearing cougar fetish.
So I'd like to hear from you, Kansas City, your thoughts, 816-476-7093. You could call or you could text. I get it, but being a guy who had a hot mom, it sucked growing up.
Yeah, again, you know, I don't know how my two sons survived because that must have been the most difficult part of their life is our mom is so hot and all of her friends want to date her. But, I mean, they made it through.
Rocket, I don't think yours is the same, though, because you're a straight man, so you were dating women. I think if you were dating, see, it doesn't work for you because it's your mom that's hot. If your dad was hot and your girlfriends wanted to date your dad, that would be a problem.
No, he's saying, though, his friends teased him.
They teased me about my mom being you know, very attractive.
Yeah. Do you still have a problem with it?
No. I mean, my mom's...
Do you hate those guys?
No. Why are you so bitter about this? It's just a quick question. It's just because you feel like this is bad for you.
Because Tara knows I have a crush on her dad. It's awkward.
I'm not getting bitter.
Hey, Trey, what's up?
So I want to know, what do you think? I personally think it's innocent, but if you think it's a red flag, I'd love to hear from you. 816-476-7093. You definitely think it's a red flag, though, don't you?
I just think anybody you're dating, if you think they have feelings for somebody else, just don't stick around.
Is it feelings or just a... a crush.
I think there's a difference in a guy just having a crush and thinking your mom is beautiful than and actually having feelings for her.
Yeah.
That's
good,
creepy.
If good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to call in. my name, I'll just say I'm M from Olathe.
Okay.
I do think it's a little bit odd. My daughter, who's 28 now, when she was in high school, oh my God, she had this friend who was just like absolutely madly crushing on me. It was so awkward. It was so uncomfortable. And I just think that if this girl has a gut feeling that this boyfriend has the hots for her mom, he probably does.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. How you say it that way.
I mean, nobody wants a Tish Cyrus, Noah Cyrus scandal.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, have a great day, guys.
Thank you, too. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. Actually, I want to agree with the previous caller. Trust your gut. I will say, growing up, I was very friendly with a lot of moms. I just tended to get along better with moms than dads. I don't know. I never had a crush on any of them. We were just really friendly to each other. Like, but if it feels icky, it's icky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that makes sense. I appreciate it. 816-476-7093. After hearing a couple of callers, because I think Tara's bitter about everything.
Wait. No offense. She will find something negative about any kind of love question.
Any kind of love. But I kind of see your point on it. If you're not going to get married or you're still like, you know, a freshman or junior in college, I don't think you're thinking that. But if you really think this guy's got the hots for your mom.
Again, I think there's a big difference in just kind of being flirty and crushing and actually like, hey, I'm totally going to do your mom.
Yikes.
I'm just saying.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay, so I see both sides, but I agree more with Tara because, like, if you think about it, she's not going to be able to keep him away from her mom forever. Like, I would just say take him to spring break, see how it goes, and if it's too creepy or weird, then you know that it's not going to work out in the long run.
Yeah. I'm wondering what makes it kind of creepy. Like, I want to know what he does or what makes it so awkward.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could be a variety of things, but I don't know. It could be maybe some insecurity on her part, but I don't know. I feel like if you're not wanting to take him home just for spring break, what does that say for the long run?
I feel like if you
get-togethers and holidays.
If you have a question like that, you know the answer in your gut.
Yeah, I think if she's even noticed anything and if it's on her radar, then there must be something ick.
Because you can
it.
Tell.
Otherwise, she wouldn't even have thought of
I
it.
I think even a normal guy in any situation, you can tell when a guy stares at a woman that is like, oh.
Right. Like, if you'll notice, Rocket has not been allowed near my mom in about 20 years.
That's true.
Because he gave me the ick. But you wanted to date her, remember?
Hi, Janice.
Yeah. Okay, stop.
Okay. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I don't know the whole email story, but is her and her mother really close? Maybe he's just showing interest, wanting to spend time with her to get to know her better because they're so close and he's just trying to seem like he's like, you know, I don't know. Maybe it could be innocent. He's just, if they're best friends, he could just be showing interest and wanting to, you know, seem like he really cares and wants to get to know his family and spend time with his mom because they're so close.
I don't know. I'm starting to lean on Tara's side now on this one. If you feel it in your gut, he said
I was so bitter. You can't be on my side, bro. Tara, get out of here.
Tara, do you want me to ask your dad how he feels about it when we have lunch together later today?
No, I know he likes it. He's told me.
Okay.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
About this guy, like, I have a bubbly personality, and I know I can come off as flirting sometimes totally unintentionally just because, like, I mess around, I joke and stuff like that. But this woman really needs to maybe not be posting on the internet and actually just sit down and talk to her boyfriend. Like, just communicate with him her concerns open and honestly and see what the hell he says.
Well, I'm starting to, you know, lean towards Tara's side because if he feels this way now and they're in college, what's it going to be like when they get older?
Also, if more people just solve their own problems privately and didn't post on social media, what would we do with our
day?
Exactly,
man.
We would have nothing to talk about.
Yeah. So 816-476-7093. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Here's what we're talking about real quick.
Apparently, there's this girl that Rocket found who's upset because she wants to take her boyfriend home or he wants to come home with her, but she doesn't want him around her mom because he has a crush on her.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Wednesday. It's Rocket and Tricia Show. You know that spring break is just around the corner. Corner, and we are doing asking you a question about a young girl who goes to KU, and she brought her boyfriend home over the holidays, and she notices that he has a crush, it seems like, on her mom, and she just feels sick about it. And I think I owe Tara an apology because I thought it was innocent, and then my phone is blowing up from my female friends going, Rocket, you're an idiot. This is a bad, bad thing.
Well, I don't think you're an idiot. I just find in these situations where if you have to reach out to ask someone for help about a gut feeling, you already know the answer. Like, if he's making you uncomfortable about your mom, imagine how you're going to feel 5 years from now if he, I don't know, has a beautiful coworker or something.
And then, to make matters worse, Tara decides to read me a text, which really creeped me out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Let's see where that went. Let me read through some of these and get to it, because okay. It is buried here in all of these texts. There are so many people. Monica from KC says, why doesn't she just talk to her mom and see what her mom thinks?
Hey, mom, don't look so attractive. Is that what I don't get?
Yeah,
that.
Ugly yourself out, mom. Yeah, exactly.
No, just see if the mom has felt uncomfortable. Mom,
don't wash your hair today.
That's hilarious.
Mom, I know you're giving off these subliminal vibes. You need to stop doing it, okay? I know you can't help it.
So Evelyn, this is the text that made you uncomfortable, Rocket. She said, an ex fully expressed his desire for my mom and asked her to run away with him. I always had a gut feeling, but pushed it back because why would that happen? She told me about it and confirmed. I left him immediately and we had a 2-month-old at the time.
Oh, ick.
Ugh.
That's horrible. I think the reason this seems extra creepy right now is because we do have that current story in the news about yes. Tish Cyrus allegedly starting to date her current husband when he was still dating her daughter, Noah. And it just makes it 10 times more creepy.
It makes me want to vomit when you still say stuff like ugh. That.
It's like, so awkward.
That makes it more tangible, I guess, because it's real people.
Does anybody think that it's innocent on the text line?
No, there are definitely people though saying communicate. This says, I want to hear the mom's take, the history on the mom's part. Does she have a cougar history? This one says,
oh, let's not be blaming the mom just because she's sexy. She can't help it.
Talk to them both. this says, I agree with Tara. He totally wants the mom. What else? Oh, this says, this is from Wendy. Her daughter, whose name is Stacy, grew up with the song Stacy's Mom. So she had to deal with all her guy friends asking if her mom had it going on. That's funny.
It is hard. Like I told you, growing up, my mom was very attractive. And it sucked being her son.
Was there ever a part of you, since you're not trying to date the people that want to date your mom, was there ever a part of you that just kind of took it as a compliment, like a badge of honor?
No, not guys. Guys are mean to each other. They say stuff like, you're a kid. You don't want to hear that about your mom.
Sure. I think when you're a kid, too, you don't really want to hear anything that makes you feel different from other people, for sure.
Yeah. And let's be real. That nowadays, moms can still be hot.
For sure.
I mean, this is very, very, older, attractive women.
This on the text line says, maybe she's an only child. This is such a common theme among friends. My brother's friends commented on my mom's looks from 11 until adulthood.
Think back. Was there anyone whose dad you thought, you didn't have a creepy crush, but you were like, yeah, he's cute. I don't think I had any friends' dads that I thought were cute.
I don't think any dads. I definitely had crushes on like teachers and Barney Fife, but that's another story.
Weird. Rocket, did you have any friends that, like, any moms or girls you dated and you thought their mom was kind of cute?
No, not really.
This says on the text line, hey, but you know what? No matter what, kudos to the strong genetics in this girl's family. I bet she's pretty.
Yes.
Yeah, but so.
Because what we were talking about earlier is, like, a lot of guys, when they want to meet the moms because they feel that's what their wives or girlfriends are going to end up looking like.
Yes.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Could be.
That's why I'm so happy my mom's a babe.
Hi, Janice.
Stop flirting with her. Rocket, I already know that you only moved on because you couldn't have me years ago, okay?
Yeah, that's what it is.
My mom says she's nobody's sloppy seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't feel like he's moved on from you, Teresa. When you're out of here, he says such romantic things about you.
I know.
Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
This happens all the time with boys and men dating younger girls. Why is this such a big deal with women?
I just think it's her mom. That's all it is.
Okay. You don't think dads have been doing this for years and years?
Oh, that doesn't make it okay. That's gross.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yep.
Thanks. All right. So I changed my tune. Let's go. You have another text.
Can I, by the way, I have that on tape that Rocket apologized and said he was wrong in case you just want to listen to it over and over.
I kind of want to hear it back a few times.
Okay.
This says, I never had a crush on any of my friends' dads, but I am a teacher now, and some of those dads, yes, ma'am.
Doja Cat, good morning. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. So what's coming up next?
Target, Taylor Swift, and testicles.
Jack Harlow on Mix. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show.
All right. So we all love Target. We can admit it, right? I know for a lot of us, like Tara and myself, sometimes it's a sanctuary where we can just get away and we can walk around and have no agenda. And now Target is launching a new paid program in hopes of competing with Amazon and Walmart.
I think this is brilliant.
As much as we love to go to Target, I guess they've had some declining sales over the years, keeping up with everything and the way technology is changing. And so Target Circle 360 is going to offer unlimited free same day delivery in as little as an hour for orders over $35 and free 2-day shipping. It's going to launch with a special offer for new members for only $49 per year, and that will run through May 18th. And after that, it will cost $99 per year, which I believe at this point is actually still cheaper than Amazon Prime.
It is. Amazon Prime went up.
I think it's like $139 or something. Yeah. Now, if you're already a Target Circle credit card holder, then you can sign up for the lower price anytime. So I guess it will always be $49 for you.
Like I said, that's my daughter's favorite place to go to get out of the house, whatever, even with the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, my granddaughter loves it because she gets something at Starbucks. I forget what it's
called. Is it a cake pop?
Yes.
Now, that's a sugar that my daughter has. You guys will be glad to know because you always judge me.
She loves it?
She loves a cake pop. It's
okay.
Her favorite.
I'll let you keep her then.
Thank you.
Since you've been good enough to give her a cake pop. The best restaurant hybrid since Kentucky Hut. I'm talking about IHOP and Applebee's. If you don't know, they're owned by the same parent company. And so the CEO has announced they're creating dual branded locations, which means that you will be able to enjoy both at the same place. Now, we'll have separate seating areas, but have the same kitchen staff and everything going on there.
Do you think you'll see people like younger kids or couples like go to one restaurant and then get up, go to the hostess and say, well, now we want to sit over here.
I think that one's a little different because they are actual sit-down restaurants. If you go to, for example, like a KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, it's easier to just walk up to each counter and be like, I'm going to have a taco and I'm also going to have some potato wedges.
So at those places, you can't stand at one counter and order from different menus?
I don't believe so.
Interesting.
I think they're separated. Yeah, it just depends on how it's set up. Like you can go through the drive-thru at, I think that like the one at Overland Park has separate drive-thrus too. You can go to that Long John Silver's A&W in Shawnee and you can order from either menu all in one drive-thru.
Okay.
It just depends on how it's set up. So we've all heard the story now about how Andy Reid admitted that Taylor Swift made some homemade Pop-Tarts for the Kansas City Chiefs whenever she was in town. We know she loves to cook. And now the actual Pop-Tarts brand has gotten a hold of that story. And they posted on Instagram to Casey's most famous fan. We heard there's a Pop-Tarts pastry, and then in parentheses, your version. And in its honor, we're donating to Harvesters, a local Feeding America partner food bank. But if you hashtag release the recipe, will double our donation. And they even made a fun little Eras Tour poster with a Pop-Tart in the middle.
Now, Tara, I know you like to cook a lot like my daughter does. Mm-hmm. Would you give up a recipe for something? Because I'm sure it's probably a hand-me-down recipe from her mom and grandmother.
Yeah, or she's probably going to be like, just go to goodhousekeeping.com and search for DIY Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
The fact that it's for a charity, though.
She'd probably do it.
And because it has kind of a Kansas City tie-in, you know, because of the story, I wouldn't be surprised if she does it. Because she loves Kansas City and she's going to move here and she's going to marry Travis and make Kansas City babies. Anyways, that's what happens in my heart. And finally, there is been a very weird incident. A man from the LA area is suing a luxury resort in Las Vegas. It's the Venetian's Palazzo Tower. Back in December when he was staying there, he claims a scorpion stung him on the testicles while he was sleeping.
I just felt like somebody stabbing me in my private area. I went to the restroom and I saw a scorpion. Everybody wasn't shocked. I mean, nobody believed. Even I couldn't believe it.
It wasn't stabbing, it was stinging. And apparently that scorpion stung him 3 or 4 times in the, as he calls it, private area, which left him in excruciating pain. He says he's still dealing with the medical issues months later. And this is the part I hate. He still had to pay for the hotel room.
See, oh, my word.
That's ridiculous.
He has got to be reimbursed.
Well, that's why he's suing now. I can't believe they let him walk out of there, though, and made him pay.
He was probably asking God to have some fun in Vegas before his trip, and he, like, some wires got crossed. And God's like, okay. Bzz, bzz, bzz.
That's what's trending on Mix. It's brought to you by Planet Comic-Con Kansas City, celebrating 25 years of pop culture fun with the biggest, most star-studded show in Planet's history. It's March 8th through the 10th at Bardo Hall, and we will be there broadcasting live for the first day this Friday morning.
And we'll actually have a pair of tickets for you coming up at 8:20 with Beat the Clock.
Good morning, Casey. Happy Wednesday. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. Don't forget, later on this hour, we have a pair of tickets for Comic-Con. We'll be broadcasting from Comic-Con this Friday. All right, we all get invested in watching videos. They're fun to watch. Like, I love watching baby videos. I love watching the reunion videos. There's so many fun things. Another one I've been getting into lately is animals. Mm-hmm. Like the little pug dogs. Have you ever seen these little cute little pub dogs where they just kind of cry and whimper? It's just hilarious. And then I see videos lately where animals tear up stuff.
Too close.
I laugh. And it happened to you last night?
Yeah, my dog hasn't actually torn anything up for a while since she got out of the puppy stage, but she was naughty. I had prepped a bunch of crunch wraps for my husband to take to work as he wants, and they were out on the counter cooling off, and I had to go to the back room to help my daughter with something. I come back, and my dog, Georgia, is finishing one of them on the floor. I was so mad at her.
You snooze, you lose, girl. You shouldn't have walked out of the room.
I always think that I'm extra careful, and like if I have to leave food on the counter, I push it back so she can't reach it.
Yeah.
But she was like, Mom, that's a challenge I accept, and she ate it.
What did you do?
I yelled at her. I couldn't say the curse words that I wanted to say because I was with my daughter, but I was just like, bad, bad dog. And then my daughter goes, naughty dog. yeah, she's naughty.
So we're going to open up the phones to you, 816-476-7093. Call or text coming up next after Dua Lipa. We want to know, what is the last thing that your dog tore up or got into? Your calls, your texts, next. When's the last time your animal act up and got in trouble? This happened to Tara yesterday.
Yeah, I was making some crunch wraps for meal prep, and I had them all cooling on the counter. Went to the back room to help my daughter with something, and when I came back, my dog, Georgia, had taken one down and was finishing it up on the floor.
Man,
like,
I've seen,
you are so rude.
Yeah, I've seen so many videos of like dogs tearing up, getting into food.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty smart. They know what they're doing. But then they look so like when you yell at them in the videos I watch, like, I didn't mean to. Look at me. I'm sweet.
Oh, my gosh. As soon as I say bad dog, I feel terrible because she looks so sweet. And she's like, I'm sorry, Mom. And then the rest of the night, she comes up to me and she'll nuzzle me and lean on me like, I didn't mean it. I got nowhere else to go.
So 816-476-7093. I don't have animals because I can't take care of them. I can barely take care of myself. But I just want to know, what is the last thing your animal did to get in trouble? 816-476-7093. The phones are ringing. And, of course, you can always text in. It's the same number. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
My husband was grilling hamburgers on this last Sunday, and he had 8 hamburger patties out on the counter and walked away to do something on the grill, and my dog ate all 8 hamburgers.
All 8 of them?
Oh no.
Did your dog get an upset stomach?
And my husband came in and said, what the heck? And I ran in the kitchen and said, what? And he said, Lola ate all the hamburgers. She's a great Pyrenees. She's giant. It didn't hurt her. She didn't even faze her.
Gosh.
She ate all the hamburgers, so I had to run to the store and get 2 hamburgers.
Hey, it's like, Dad, you left it out for me. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I thought it was for me.
Yeah.
All 8. Thank you. I appreciate it. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Going once. Are you there?
Oh, hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi. So one time my dog, she had gotten into my backpack of collectible, like, card stuff. I play, like, Magic the Gathering. And she had eaten up a very expensive, like, life counter disc because there had been snacks in the bag.
Oof.
And I felt really bad. I did yell at her. And then she had died from, like, a heart attack, like, a week later. So,
okay, those are not related, just so you're aware. Do not feel guilty for that.
No, I don't, but I still have this life counter that she had chewed up on, and I think about her every time I see it and use it.
Oh, that's kind of nice. I like that.
Yeah. Have a good day. Thank you for sharing. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling to talk about the dog.
Yeah.
So my dog, she went through a phase where she would find my daughter's socks around the house. And so thankfully, none of them got stuck in her, but our yard was scattered with poop that had pink and purple socks.
Gorgeous.
So that was a fun phase, but thankfully she's not doing that anymore. But also, why do dogs always want to get in the litter box and eat the cat poop?
I can tell you, because I used to have a dog that ate the other doggy's poop, and the vet said it's because a lot of food doesn't get digested properly, and they can actually smell the nutrition and food in other doggy's poop and cat's poop.
Oh my gosh. Well, good to know that there's a reason for it. But now we have a self-cleaning cat litter box, so that's taking care of that problem. But it grossed me out so bad.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good morning, Mix. Oop, lost you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I recently, my dog somehow got a hold of one of my blush, makeup palettes, and he ate the blush.
Ugh.
And so then the funny part of it is when I was taking him to the dog park, he had this iridescent pink poop.
Beautiful.
highlighted in this field. So,
so pretty.
I mean, thankfully he was fine.
Gorge.
Everyone's that's a great color on him.
Excuse me. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
So I used to work at a vet clinic, and we had a dog come in who ate a pair of ladies' underwear, and Dad dropped off the dog. Mom came to pick it up, and it wasn't Mom's
underwear.
No. What an amazing way to get caught cheating.
Good for that dog. Taking one for the team to prove it.
Yeah.
Did you find out any more?
I did not. I just know that Dad was probably in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm keeping that dog for life.
I love the story.
I know. What a good dog.
This sounds like a fun episode of CSI or something. Right?
Could you imagine we saw that on television?
Yes.
Thank you for sharing. Let's take one more call. Do you have
so many
texts? Okay, let's go here real quick. Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, so... years ago, I had a dog, and she got into my Halloween candy, and yeah, she had a good time, and then...
Turn your radio down, hon. You're delayed.
You're hearing yourself, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so she got into my bag of Halloween candy, and I woke up to a very harsh stench in my apartment. It was my first apartment, too, at that. My first dog. And yeah, she traumatized me. I never had a dog after that and kept my Halloween candy to myself.
Yeah. There you go.
Chocolate and dogs don't go together.
Is it true that chocolate can kill it?
I think it's poison to them, yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up on the text line.
Nathan says, my kitten Dank has an obsession with straws. If you leave a drink unattended, he will steal your straw 100% of the time.
I'm sorry, what's the cat's name?
Dank.
What's up, Dank?
Ashley says, my dog will get in the trash can and get feminine products. Yucky.
They do that. Every dog I've ever had does that.
Let's see. My dog eats our socks and then throws them up in the middle of the night. My daughter's husky killed my grandson's favorite toy. Oh my gosh, that'd be the devastation of a lifetime.
My dog did that when I was little, my favorite baby doll.
Ugh. This says our dog destroyed our tax returns.
Oh.
Talk about my dog ate my homework.
I was going to say, the dog ate my... You think the government would buy that?
Yes.
Probably not.
Let me do one more. It says, I'm not a dog person, but my husband is. For his 40th birthday, we got him a 100-pound Great Pyrenees. Sweet dog, but not well-trained. He ate our entire dinner off the counter, not just for us, but a whole group of people were coming over in 20 minutes.
Oh.
Woof.
Yeah.
Woof, double meaning.
Thank you for your calls and thank you for your texts. Coming up next, we have something very cool for you.
Yeah, we have a pair of tickets for you to go to Comic-Con Kansas City with Beat the Clock.
So one of the hottest tickets in town is not a concert. It's not a sporting event. It's Comic-Con.
That's right. Planet Comic-Con Kansas City is happening this weekend at Bartle Hall. And we've got a pair of Sunday tickets just for you. There's tons of celebrities coming. Matthew Lillard, Henry Winkler.
Winker.
So many people from Boy Meets World. It's going to be a ton of fun. To win those tickets, all you have to do is beat the clock. The way this works is you'll have 15 seconds to name five words that have to do with Comic-Con. And start with the letter I give you. Right. 816-476-7093.
Want to go to the phones?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Oops,
lost. They panicked. It's too scary.
Yeah. I would too. It's hard.
Good morning, Mix.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Julio.
All right, Julio. You ready to try to beat the clock?
Okay.
All right. You have 15 seconds to name five words that have to do with Comic-Con and begin with the letter C, as in Comic-Con.
C. Comic book. I don't know.
It's so hard when you're on the spot. I get it.
Thank you, man. Yeah. It does seem easy when you're listening, but it's hard. Let's go to the phones here. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Kara.
Are you ready?
I hope.
All right, you have 15 seconds to name five words that have to do with Comic-Con and begin with the letter B as in Batman.
You're not helping me at all. I'm freezing.
Well, you know of one.
So I'll kick it off. Batman.
You know, they even have people helping them.
That's hilarious.
Get it. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amber,
do you understand how the game works?
Yes.
Are you ready to try to beat the clock?
Yes.
All right. Five words that have to do with Comic-Con. I begin with the letter C, as in Comic-Con. Go.
Comic book, cosplay, costume contest, children, comic books.
Okay.
Did you say comic book twice?
I don't know,
but you went fast. I'm impressed.
She could have said anything. I have no idea.
I said you went.
What's your name again, Amber?
Amber,
you get a pair of tickets to Planet Comic-Con happening at Bartle Hall this weekend.
Oh, yay. I'm so excited. We weren't going to be able to go this year, so I'm excited to be able to go.
Good. That's amazing.
Are you going to dress up?
Probably not this year, but my kids probably might.
Oh, there you go. You won. Congratulations.
So
I'm shocked.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
That was so fast. We're like, we can't count. Was that five?
It felt like five. I have no idea.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and get all your info. Enjoy Comic-Con, and please take a lot of pictures. All right. We'll take a break when we come back.
Update on your tabloid trash, the company trying to get a secret out of Taylor Swift.
So I noticed you tearing up a little bit. Are you already watching the Kelce brothers?
Yes, it's absolutely ridiculous. So the latest episode of New Heights has officially dropped, and they're starting to share clips of it. I love it when they put it on TikTok, because I like to actually look at it and not just listen to it.
Correct.
And they pick really good clips to suck you in. And it looks like, obviously, it looks like Travis is still in Philadelphia because he's actually sitting there with Jason. And he starts talking about him retiring, how you've always been my brother and how much I love you. And you can always tell Travis starts to cry and Jason looks at the floor. He won't look at Travis. No eye contact. He just looks at the floor. I can't wait to watch it.
You've been playing clips of his wife, and it's like, so somehow you think she feels like she's over it?
No, I don't think she's over it at all, actually. In fact, she's very, it's overwhelming because there's been such an outpouring of love and affection since Jason announced his retirement, but it's a good overwhelming.
It's so, I don't want to say excessive because it sounds like it has a negative connotation, but it's an excessive amount. I mean, I have not been on social media very much over the last 24 hours for that exact reason. Mostly because I don't want my mascara to run anymore. And every time something happens, it sets me off.
That's because all the women are gushing about all of the wonderful, beautiful things your husband said about you, Kylie Kelce.
Have you seen those memes going around that are like, the way these boys' mother raised them to be emotionally available, to be studied by the National Geographic.
Yes, yes, yes. Also, the Today Show is already talking about, because I haven't had a chance to listen to the podcast, obviously, it just now came down, but the Today Show already has an article out about how Travis talks about his trip to Australia to see Taylor and gushes, saying, this is all because Taylor's the biggest and the best thing possible, and how he got to see kangaroos and a rhinoceros and just how much fun he had on his trip. Love that.
you.
Good morning, Casey. Hope you're having a great day. That's Jack Harlow, Loving on Me. I was just thinking about this earlier. John kind of won the lottery with Tara because Tara can cook, she cleans, and you build stuff.
Yeah, I built a cabinet yesterday. I actually got in trouble for that. I left that part out of the store. I was talking to you. Because it was like a 39-pound box in the basement, and I carried it upstairs, and I built it. But the thing is, he never said, don't do that.
Pretty sure your doctors did.
I mean, seriously, that's crazy.
That's like roughly my daughter, you know?
That's roughly my daughter.
You know, it's just a few pounds more than my daughter. Come on.
Do you do that all the time?
I do what I want all the time. Not in the turn, like I'm not going to drink alcohol. I'm not going to eat sushi, those kind of things while pregnant.
Right.
But like if something needs to get done, I'm just going to do it, you know? And I'm very careful. I'm very cautious.
Well, let's see. Two times you made John mad. I think, and your dad, when you installed a garbage disposal, did that make your dad and John mad?
I installed a new faucet. Yeah. People get mad at me, but like I don't feel like I am unable to do those things yet, you know?
And then yesterday in the studio, my microphone just fell, and I didn't know this until Teresa told me. This pregnant lady is crawling underneath the cabinets.
Yeah, 15-month pregnant woman just hops down on all fours.
I'm like,
and
what?
Does an army crawl.
Well, on her belly.
As much as she could, she kind of rocked a little bit like a seesaw, and then she found the piece that we were missing.
Hey, if you need to get something done around here, just call 1-800-PREGO-GAL.
Have you always been that way, even as a little kid?
Yeah, and I really think it's not like not for a fun reason. I think it's because of my anxiety. Like, if something's on the to-do list, I gotta cross
get it
off.
Done.
I mean, it helps us get things done, because Rock and I would never be able to accomplish anything.
I'm like, man, she's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday when Tara found the screw that we dropped on the floor, Rocket and I had out our flashlights, and we kind of were just giving it 1%. Like, I don't see it. Do you see it? It's gone forever.
And then I'm like, what, Trisha, how did you get that? And I didn't realize Tara's underneath there.
Yeah.
Guys, with perseverance, anything is possible, even fitting your belly through small spaces, except for in my garage. I can no longer fit between the cars and the pole. That's a true fact. There's no perseverance.
Is that true?
That's my favorite pregnancy visual of Tara every morning, trying to get past the car and the pole in her garage.
It's just, I feel like I mostly remember getting into the car to walk around the back. But when I exit the vehicle, like I'll have papers that I want to recycle or something and walk forward. And it's just like, no, girl, still not today.
Now, are you going to tell your doctor this that you have a visit today?
About what?
About your pole? I think your doctor needs to know some of the stuff you're doing.
She'll be like, Tara, if you're pregnant, you definitely shouldn't be on a pole.
Listen, she'll be like, good for you, gal. You still got that anti-gravity stuff.
Why are we going this way?
She's really supportive.
This conversation took a very weird turn.
All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next, but before we leave,
we'd like to take a second look.
If you're a kid and you have a hot parent, it sucks. I grew up with a hot mom and all the guy friends. It was just horrible.
Yeah, I don't know how my son survived it, but they did.
They just barely scathed by.
Just barely. They're very brave. And I can work that pole.
Yes,
oh
you can.
My gosh.
Where do you think I learned my moves from?
By that I just mean I can fit by it.
Yeah.
Rude.
We're getting out of here until tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.